It's Craft Beer on the Bay.
I like drinking beer.
Every Friday, Jefferson, the craft beer guy, kicks off your weekend with news about his latest discoveries, the coolest breweries in the area, and craft beer events where you and your buds can get neck deep in suds.
It was the summer of 2012, about a year after I started working at 100.7 The Bay, and I got a call from a friend from San Diego who was planning a trip to Baltimore and wanted to see if I had time to hang out for an afternoon and show him some of the town. As it turned out, the timing of his trip was perfect. On the open day for his visit, the Orioles were playing a day game at Camden Yards, so I immediately bought tickets for the game. I picked him up at the airport and we headed straight to Oriole Park. We had a blast, and the O's won that day, as they did many times in 2012, as the Birds went on a tear all year long. After the game, my friend Garrett and I headed over to Max's Tap House in Fells Point, and each of us had a delicious burger along with some equally delicious beer, including a Ballast Point Sculpin IPA, a world-class IPA. Little did I know that my pal, Garrett, had set me up for a very cool surprise. When I dropped him off at his hotel after we left Max's, he opened up his suitcase and pulled out two very carefully wrapped objects, each very much resembling a 22-ounce beer bottle. He handed these to me and said, "Here's a little San Diego for you in Baltimore." I unwrapped the first bottle and discovered a Ballast Point Big Eye IPA, a beer I had never seen before. The second bottle was, appropriately, Sculpin IPA. And while I knew already how good Sculpin was, I was looking forward to both beers. I thanked him for the beers, and we agreed that we would have a cross-country toast via text when he got home to San Diego. We set the plan so that we'd each enjoy the same beer at the same time, a celebration of two longtime friends connecting after a very long time. A few days later, I got the word from Garrett that he was back home with his wife and family, and we set up a time that would fit this cross-country toast. We then cracked open both bottles, Ballast Point Big Eye IPA and Ballast Point Sculpin IPA, and texted our toasts. Ballast Point makes amazing beer, and while they no longer make Big Eye IPA, every beer they make is beyond really good. They are each phenomenal. Ballast Point makes many beers, but Sculpin is their flagship. About 8 years ago, Ballast Point introduced Grapefruit Sculpin, taking their outstanding Sculpin and adding grapefruit. Then, just 3 years ago, Ballast Point released Aloha Sculpin Hazy IPA, a fantastic beer that produces mango, pineapple, and guava notes simply by changing the yeast used in traditional Sculpin IPA. Ballast Point Brewing is one of America's best craft breweries with many beer styles: lager, pale ale, Kolsch, porter, stout, and of course, IPA. Making sure you enjoy any Ballast Point beer is a must on your beers to drink list. So now you know your craft beer mission this weekend. Pick up a Ballast Point Sculpin IPA, Grapefruit Sculpin IPA, or my favorite Ballast Point beer, Aloha Sculpin Hazy IPA. Cheers!
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the Flood Zone Brewery and Marketplace in the heart of Union Bridge, featuring their newly expanded beer garden.